here knows what day it actually is.
What day is it,
Bruce? And I want to ask him what day it is.
What day is it, Bruce?
It's Thursday, Thursday, Thursday.
It's Thursday once again.
It's Thursday once again, okay.
Don't forget it, he says.
Okay, you got the clicker ready? Thank you. Sing along with us.
In heavenly armor we'll enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that's fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we'll sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord. And we'll sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord. When the power of darkness comes in like a flood, the battle belongs to the Lord. He raised up a standard, the power of his blood. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord.
Yeah, I knew you forgot me.
Presses and heart, do not fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend, your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord.
And we sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord. Power and strength to the Lord.
Thursday night fun, isn't it? It's a pretty song, yeah. Actually, that's a song that Pastor Kim requested. And I've not heard that one before. And actually, there's different variations on it, and you're going to hear another variation out of it for our call to worship, which we'll do here after a couple other songs. But, yeah, so she likes, that's what I call the upbeat version of it, and she likes the Marantha version of it.
Not as upbeat.
It's a little more ethereal. She likes that. We'll do that later with that.
Darkness tries to roll over my bones. When sorrow comes to steal the joy I hold. When brokenness and pain is all I know. I won't be shaken. I won't be shaken. 'Cause my fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. Shame no longer has a place to hide. I am not a captive to the lies. I'm not afraid to leave my past behind. I won't be shaken. I won't be shaken. 'Cause my fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand has power that can break off every chain. There's power that can empty out a grave and heal knees. There's resurrection power that can save. There's power in your name. There's power in your name. There's power that can break off every chain. There's power that can empty out a grave. There's resurrection power that can save. There's power in your name. There's power in your name. Cause my fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. Standing in your love.
Is good, and God is able, and He is good, and He loves us. And just when we think, what do we really need? Is there enough? Christ is my reward. Did I do it right? And all of my devotion. But there's nothing in this world that could ever satisfy. Through every trial, my soul will sing, no turning back. I've been set free. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need. Christ, my my salvation, and this hope will never fail. Heaven is our home. Through every storm, my soul will sing, Jesus is here. To God be the glory. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back.
everything I need. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
Amen. Amen. It's a decision, isn't it? It's a decision. Christ is a decision. And the enemy just wants to keep tricking us and keep having us focus on all the darkness. I like seeing you without a mask. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, good. You don't have to here. Yeah, but I get it. I get it. But yeah. Ah. So you remember, okay, remember the first song we did was called The Battle Belongs to the Lord, and it had our cool little grooving.
And we found another song called The Battle Belongs to the Lord. It just happens to have the same words and the same title and almost the same music.
Just a different version. So, Karen, let's see if you remember how we did this version.
How did we go about this?
This is the version the pastor prefers. In heavenly armor we'll enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that's fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord. So on Sunday during the call to worship, the pastor blesses us with a prayer, so I get that honor right now. Daddy, I thank you by your glorious name. Lord, I thank you that you are God above, that your name is a name above all names. And Lord, in your word is written that every knee must bow to me and every tongue must confess to God. And Lord, I thank you for your touch, your healing touch that we're going to see today amongst people that are watching this live and will be watching this later, who are going to be sitting here right now as we see our body and minds and spirits just made whole. We've seen amazing things happen here, and Daddy, we're going to see again more things tonight, this evening, right now, because our God is good. Power and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord. I love Karen back here. She's great. She was trying to figure out how to end it, so she kind of just went. It's like, well done, well done. Did you want to do a little bit of the fortress? You can do Fortress, but not the other one. Okay. Well, I told you if Pastor Kim wasn't here, we could not do the other one. And I don't see Pastor Kim here. Does anybody see Pastor Kim here?
No. When the cat's away,
I don't see Pastor Kim here.
Yeah. Pastor's not here, so we don't have to do it all.
Do you want to do all four verses, or do you just want to do a couple?
Two.
She's saying whatever you want to do, but what that translates to from Karenese is...
I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it,
too. Okay, okay. We're going to do verse 1, 3, and 4. We're going to skip 2, okay? So, Katie, you'll get to do some extra clicks just to skip past 2.
Have fun.
The mighty fortress is our God. A bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amidst the flood. A mortal is prevailing. For an ancient foe.
I won't get that line, I swear.
Does seek to work us woe. His craft and power great, and armed with cruel hate. On earth is not his equal.
Verse 3.
And learn this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us. We will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fail him.
Organ!
That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours, through him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go.
Oh, I almost got it that time.
This mortal life also, the body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever.
So Sharon, we do a blended, well, kind of suit, maybe you've figured out. So we'll do an opening hymn like that and a closing hymn kind of like that. But other than that, you know, we just do.
We do what we do, and we do.
We do, we do. Actually, I'm trying to remember where we were at St. Bart's too. You were at St. Bart's. Okay. Did you actually go to? Mm-hmm. Right. That's right. I remember. Mm-hmm. I do. And I remember actually visiting your house. John was, I think, is John my age? I think John's my age. Yeah. I'm 57. I thought John was my age, or was he my brother's age? He is my age. Because I don't know if you remember my sister Susie. Or Sally. Sally was the youngest. Okay. Yeah, because it goes way back.
That's and neat. The people at home hearing a one-sided conversation.
Well, actually, if they're even watching the webpage, actually.
Oh, that's right. You do have the mic there.
The only one that's live right now is actually on the website. Says there's 5 watching. So.
High five.
Yeah. Actually, no, that mic's not live yet.
Ah!
So that mic will be live. That mic will be live later.
Pun.
Okay.
Accidental pun.
High all right. Five.
Okay, so if you haven't figured it out yet, the pastor's theme through all of this Sunday is more on the battle, all right? The battle against darkness and the battle of the mind, and everything's very battle-themed. So therefore, I pulled out a song from a group called Harvest. Jerry Williams wrote this song. Gosh, you wrote this back in the 90s. It was one of the first Christian CDs I actually got back in the 90s, and it worked quite nicely for all this. And give me a second here, I gotta get my key right.
Get your key, take your time.
Let's see, where am I? Oh, cool. I'll put that right now.
It's all you, so I can wait.
Are we walking into the enemy's camp, laying our weapons down?
Shedding our armor as we go, leaving it on the ground. We gotta be strong in the power of his might and prove to the enemy. We are the army of the Lord and we've won the victory. All around the war's going on between the wrong and the right. We got to choose which side we're on, the darkness or the light. Cause some of the soldiers of the Lord just don't realize that the captain of the army of darkness has come to blind their eyes. Are we walking into the enemy's camp, laying our weapons down? Shed our armor as we go, leaving it on the ground. We've got to be strong in the power of his might, prove to the enemy. We are the army of the Lord, and we've won the victory. Can't you see we're in a battle, there's no place to hide. Our shields of faith are full of darts, they shoot from every side. So shake out the darts and run right at them, and remember who you're fighting for. And don't fall asleep, cause if they catch you, they'll tag you prisoner of war. Are we walking into the enemy's camp, laying our weapons down? Shedding our armor as we go, leaving it on the ground. Gotta be strong in the power of his might and prove to the enemy. We are the army of the Lord and we've won the victory. Are we walking into the enemy's camp, laying our weapons down, shedding our armor as we go, leaving it on the ground? We've gotta be strong in the power of his might, prove to the enemy. We are the army of the Lord and we've won the victory. We are the army of the Lord and we've won the victory.
I didn't want we were going to stop.
I was going to save the joke I'll make there. He said watch for him to go.
He didn't.
I did my eyebrows. Oh, no, he doesn't. We should do the old home filler up. I don't have my banjo. The old home will fill her up and keep on a Triton Cafe. Okay, so during the course of the service, we actually have the band actually gets a chance to breathe. And on Thursday nights, we just... So, give me just a moment to breathe. Because this is a fun
one
song, too. There's a lot of words in this song.
I'm excited.
Okay, so the pastor
whether
said...
Whether it's to laugh or to...
So she sent me a message. She said, Greg, have you ever heard Don Francisco? I said, yeah, I've heard Don Francisco. We've done some of his songs. He's Alive was the most popular one, actually. I usually hear it around Easter time. She said, have you ever sung Joseph at you? That's perfect. That just summarizes my whole message. I said, cool, we'll do it after your message. So that's what the offering is, right? We do the offering with it. And do you need to hear the beginning again?
It's so simple, yet I think that's why I underestimate. Let's see, hold on. Uh-huh.
Well, you know your part, right?
Oh, my goodness. Wow, I'm drawing an absolute blank.
Jehoshaphat's king of Jerusalem a long, long time ago, when the children of Judah all worshiped the Lord from the high mountain to the low. And Judah was a wealthy kingdom, everybody's children were fed, cause Jehoshaphat studied the word of the Lord and did everything he said. But out of the east came an army one day after Jehoshaphat's goal. They were marching right straight to Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat soon was told. He called people together, and everybody fasted and prayed. And the Lord God answered, and the people said, there's no need for you to be afraid.
Battle is mine tomorrow, not yours, and it's not the king's.
And all they gotta do is just stand and watch to see salvation I bring. Just believe that what I've told you is exactly what I'm gonna do. And go out tomorrow against them now, cause the Lord's gonna fight for you. Great jumping Jehoshaphat. Army of the rose at early next morning, and they marched out with the king. And Jehoshaphat chose some singers and told those singers to sing. And they praised in the beauty of the holiness instead of shouting out a battle cry. And all the way down to the enemy's camp, they sang with the Lord on high. And they were singing, praise ye the Lord, His mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord, His mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord, His mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord, our God, His mercy will never end. Well, the Lord God set up an ambush, He got the enemy all turned around. Got into killing each other, you know, till they all lay dead on the ground. And the riches and jewels they left behind took them 3 whole days to haul. And the children of Judah all praised the Lord, cause He saved them from them all. And they were singing, praise ye the Lord, His mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord, His mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord, His mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord, our God, His mercy will never end.
If the parallel lane drop is now, I'll spill it right out for you. When you see trouble coming up to rip you off, here's all you got to do. Just pray to the Heavenly Father above and believe that His word is true. And step out and shout salvation to God, cause He'll win the battle for you.
Praise ye the Lord, His mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord, His mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord, His mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord, our God, His mercy will never. Praise ye the Lord, His mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord, His mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord, His mercy endures forever and ever. Praise ye the Lord, our God, His mercy will never end.
Yeah, we ended together. It's Thursday night. Thursday night.
There's a lot of words in that song. Okay, so Karen gets a bye on Onward Christian Soldiers because Onward Christian Soldiers marching as to war with the cross of Jesus left behind the door. You've not heard that version, huh? That's a Lutheran version. Actually, the reason that even came about is in the Lutheran. I went to a Lutheran. I was raised Roman Catholic, but I went to a Lutheran church when I married my wife, and they had the procession where everybody get robed up, and they had the cross that went forward, right? So one Sunday, you know, we were doing the song, and somebody forgot to grab the cross, so they left it behind the door. Anyway, all right. One more song, and then we'll get into we'll share a message, and we'll go through and. I don't have any Facebook Live stuff to slow me down here, do I? Because I don't have any interaction stuff on that. But that's okay. We've got local. All right, Brandon,
right,
you ready for this one?
That's right. Karen said no him.
That's right. She said no him. And I already sang my Lutheran version of it. Kind of ish. So one of the things I like to do, Sharon, is put Christian lyrics to songs that we either grew up with or had heard when we were growing up. Anyway, I think you recognize it. So, if you may recall, there was a group called The Band.
Real creative name.
Yeah, it's a creative name. And the original name of the song is Up on Cripple Creek. All right, so we're doing Up on Heaven's Creek. And when you hear it, you're praying, oh, yeah, I recognize that. Brandon.
It's not the only band song we've done, too. We did The Wait as well.
Oh, that's right, we did.
Yeah.
We did Wait. Thank you.
head off of this mountain, you know where I wanna go. Straight down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico. Lake Charles, Louisiana, a little church that I once knew. They told me just to come on by if there's anything they could do. Up on Hill's Creek, he sends me if I spring a leak. He sends me, I don't have to speak. He defends me, it's in a dream if I ever did see one. Good luck had just stung me, to the racetrack I did go. I've been on one horse to win and I bet on another to show. The odds were in my favor, I had 5-1. When the nag the wind fell on the track, sure enough we were done. Up on Hill's Creek, he sends me if I spring a leak. He mends me, I don't have to speak. He defends me through the stream if I ever did see one. Took up all my trials and I gave them to Jesus. He tore them up and threw them into space. It's all in the past. There's one thing in the whole wide world I sure do like to see. That's how my Jesus of mine, he walks across the sea. Up on Heaven's Creek, he sends me if I spring a leak. He mends me, I don't have to speak. He defends me, it's in a dream if I ever did see one. Me and my Jesus were back in the shack. We had Spike Jones on the box. Said I can't take away his sin, but I love to hear him talk. Now that just gave my heart a crawl, the bottom of my feet. And I swore as I thought about it more, my Jesus came to be. Up on Heaven's Creek, he sends me if I spring a leak. He defends me, I don't have to speak. He defends me, it's in a dream, and if I ever did see one. The road is getting pretty old, so I guess I'll call up my Jesus, tell him I'll be rolling in. But you know deep down I'm kind of tempted to go to the track again. Up on Hill's Creek, he sends me if I spring a leak. He mends me, I don't have to speak. He defends me, it's in a dream if I ever did see one.
Studio fade.
Right, there's talent there somewhere. Still looking for it. But it's there somewhere. Well, we are blessed. We are blessed. Thank you. And I suspect she probably does something with music too. All right, let's get this over here.
Just woke up. Oh. That last one got her. She woke up.
Yeah, I'm going to take it as a good thing that we have a dog in here when we play, and she don't start howling.
No, she doesn't howl.
I'll take that as a win.
No, she doesn't howl.
Thank you.
There we go. No, no, it's not on. It's not on. I'll turn it on a bit. I'll turn it on a bit. Thank you, Bruce. We're practicing for Sunday because we had been using this, but the problem is it kind of sounds hollow when we do that. So now that I remember to turn this microphone, people are probably seeing me talking. But yeah, this is interesting. So we didn't get to go on Facebook Live. Something crazy techie happens, but I'm recording it locally on there. And actually, this is kind of cool because what I'll be able to do is edit out a lot of my dead air. A lot of the dead air and all the other fun stuff. But it is good. Sharon, we're related you're here. We're related you're here. It's good to see you here. I'm glad you could be here. Yeah. It is good stuff. And actually, it's so funny because I'm used to grabbing stuff and looking to see if people are sending in prayer requests on Facebook. But we're not on Facebook. But actually, having said that, some people sent me some messages. Let me see if any of them are sending in. We've got a young man named Noah. He actually had a double lung transplant a couple years ago. He's 10. I think he's 10 now. Yeah, I think he's 10 now. I think he was 8 when he had the double lung, wasn't he? He was 6? You sure? Anyway, but he's always watched it on Facebook. So we're not on Facebook right now, so you sent me a message. Hey, is everything okay? So God bless him. So I'll post. I'll end up uplinking this to Facebook so people can watch it later. Because it's all good. It's your point. God talks to people a lot of just different ways. Absolutely. Isn't it great? Absolutely. It's great. And thanks, Brandon.
All the time. I don't like to tell people that at all because it looks like you're kind
of strange. No, around here, we're elated to hear that. We're elated to hear that. And God touches us, and he touches us in so many different ways. It's just so much. It's just so good. So good. I was... Yeah. You know, this is kind of interesting. Let me share a little bit of this with everybody here. So, all right. So this morning on my page and on my Faith for Healing page too, God led me to go ahead and post 1 Peter 5:8-9, which says, "Be alert and of sober mind. For your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion," and that's real important, like a lion. The devil has no power, just tricks, mind games he plays with us, all right? Head games, remember that song? I'll have to add that to my list, playing head games. He says, like a roaring lion, looking to devour, but we are to resist the devil, to stand firm in the faith, because we know that the family of believers throughout the world, that's all of us, we're the family of believers and all throughout the world, we are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. I mean, especially look today right now, I mean, all the COVID stuff in particular, you see that worldwide, don't you? All that fear, it just fear is kind of the common denominator right now. It's worldwide, all right? And we've not seen fear on a worldwide level, this level, at least I've not in my lifetime. But you know, there's this magical book in here that kind of predicts and tells these kind of things you're going to endure and you're going to go through. I was talking to a young man this morning, and that's probably actually where I'm going to go. These guys know normally what I'll do is I'll just open and I go. But today, it's great, isn't it? It's great. Get back to doing it again. Get back to doing it. Now, when you say every night at dinner time, was that when you were growing up? Or? Oh, that's fantastic. And that you did that, did you say you did that at the dinner, before dinner?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you're... Oh, that's fantastic. So when you're growing, and sorry, I'm repeating this for the recording because we can't pick up on the mic with it. But so that's fantastic. So at dinner time, the family practice was to say, they pass around the Bible, I guess, to the different, you're the only one that would do it. But that's awesome. But you'd open up the Bible, like I do here, let it open up and say, here's what God's saying today. That's fantastic. Now, would you kind of, I'm curious then, would you kind of just read what you were led to read, or would you just always... So, like, you'd only read it. You'd read a couple verses. You wouldn't just... Okay, nice. Excellent. That's fantastic. That is so neat. I'm glad, because, you know... Uh-huh, yeah. Well, here you go again, right? We're here on Sundays, too. That'd be great. I want to specifically go to Ephesians 6, and it's funny, because my wife, when she was raised a Lutheran, And when they were in Sunday school, one of the things that they taught them, and they didn't teach this when I was growing up in the Catholic Church, even though I did the full parochial rite, and I forgot, did you do the St. Bart's of school, the parochial?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you do the high school also, or
no.
You did just regular? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, but anyway, through all that, one of the things they never really taught us were to memorize the Bible name, the books. We were never taught that.
No.
And so to this day, I still rely on Google. It's just like, okay, or go to the very front, right, and whatever. But Ephesians 6. Now, for those who've looked through my Faith for Healing page, that is Ephesians 6:10 is what up there, right? And Ephesians 6 is such a powerful chapter. I'm just going to go through the whole thing. And one of the things I think part of the reason I'm specifically want to go through this was two reasons. I've got a guy that works for me. He actually is the stepson of my cousin, however that works out, but he works for me. And he said, hey, Greg, he said, you got some time today? I'd like to talk about some spiritual things, because he knows my passion. And come to find out, he actually has a gift of the prophetic. He's seen visions. You remember the bombing in Beirut?
Yeah.
Right, that big explosion on the water? He said, I was getting some night terrors, is what he called them, you know, bad dreams like that. He saw that 3 days before, he saw it two nights in a row prior to it actually happening, you know, that scene, all right? He's done other stuff with that, too. He said, he'll come to me and ask how my step-grandma is. She's in her 90s in a home now. But prior to her being in the home, she was living in her house. And he'd say, since he had a premonition about her, right, you know, just to check on her. Sure enough, you know, something, not usually anything major, but still something, right? So it's like, okay, he's got this gift. But he was never raised, though, to really, they didn't recognize the gift as he was being raised. And he didn't know how to explain it. But that led me then to get into Ephesians 6, which we're going to go now, in it, which talks about the power of the Lord, right? The power and the might and the shields, and we're going to hit that right now. But as I was going through this with him, we got to a point where we're talking about the shield of faith. How we're holding up the shields of faith to protect you from the darts. And all of a sudden, his face lit up. And I said, what? You know, what's up? He says, that explains a lot. I said, what? He said, I can pretty much read everybody in this building. That's part of his gifting, all right? He can interact with people and kind of tell, you know, what they're up to, where they are with it. He said, I could never read you. because you know, of the shield of faith, right? You know, I said, oh, okay. I said, so you can read me now, right? Can you read me now? But that was funny. Yeah, actually, I was kind of honored to hear that. Actually, it's like, good, thank you, God. You're doing your thing. Let's just go all through all the. I'm just led to share all with Ephesians 6. And part of the reason I want to share this, too, is that one of the things that Jesus did for healing, specifically for healings, and the miracles that we saw with Jesus, many times he would share the good news. He would speak of God and of the things. He'd just share it all. Then he would pray for people when we'd see healing. So you get the word and you get primed, so to speak, right? You get receptive to it. Other times we've seen Jesus just walk up, bang a boom, healed, and then he'd share. Then he'd say stuff, right? We see it both ways. But a lot of times it works with us. But the word is always good. You know, John 17:17 tells us the word of God is truth. It is truth. And that's the one thing. Every experience we have in life, we got to make sure that it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's a lie, right? It's got to be truth. God's everything in our life that we encounter, there's an answer for right in this book. And you know that from just opening stuff. Like you're just talking about the water, the time and dates. I mean, God's talking to you. God's talking to you. Okay, Ephesians 6. The first part talks about children and parents. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on earth." Now, isn't that interesting right there? It's saying by honoring people, your parents, honoring your elders, essentially. He says it right there. By doing so, that you may enjoy long life on earth. So God sees that as, you know, she's respected. But you're going to survive longer that way, okay? You're going to grow. I love this. And then we get into verse 5. It talks about slaves and masters. So slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. I'm going to hit the pause button there. A lot of people, when they hear the word slaves, they think of the slavery we know of in the United States, right? Well, slavery essentially was indentured servants, meaning people said, I will work for you, you know, essentially as a slave, in exchange for. Now, there were ruthless takeovers. I mean, there was that. You know that, too. But my point on this is that sentence right there, slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear. Okay, that's essentially saying you got a job, you're working for somebody, you should show them respect. You might not agree with them, and if you really disagree with them, you move on, right? You get another job. But a lot of time when people hear slaves, they just shut down, especially in America. It's about slaves. How can you talk about slaves? This is 2,000 years ago. Obey them not only with their favor and their eye on you, but like slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. So we're to do everything, right? Do everything the best we can. Do it with a heart for God. Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord and not man. And that's huge right there. Serve as if you're serving the Lord. And it's so easy for us as humans to be so distracted by that, right? Somebody says something that makes us mad. Somebody does something that it's all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, right? Romans 3:23. We all have sinned. We fall short every day. All right. Because you know the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does, whether he is a slave or free. He said, and masters, now he's talking to the master side of it, that is the owners, right? The people that have employees and the like. Masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is heaven, and there is no favoritism with them. All right, so now we're getting into Ephesians 6:10, which talks about the armor of God, which really ties in nicely with the songs and the like we're hearing with this. And this is the verse I have on my Faith for Healing page. It said, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Think about that. The mighty power of God. Just stand in the power of God and be strong. He said, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. One of my favorites now, Ephesians 6:12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. So it's always a battle, right? It's a battle for our minds. It's a spiritual battle. And once you really got locked into that, your life gets so much easier. You're at so much more peace because until you get to that point, what do we want to do? Revenge, right? We want to get even, or we want to see justice served, or we want to, you know, we go through that. Justice is mine, says the Lord, right? He says, therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. So now it talks about what is this armor? What is this full armor of God? All right? Stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. All right? So the belt of truth. Truth meaning, we've already talked about what is truth, right? It's the word of God. All right? The belt of truth wrapped around with the breastplate of righteousness in place. Righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness. I have trouble with this, right? I have trouble with this righteousness thing. Because only Jesus was really righteous, right? But yet Jesus died so that we could be righteous in the sight of God. So in Isaiah 54:17, it says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and no tongue shall condemn. For thus is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says God. Our acceptance of Jesus Christ as our Savior, as our healer, as our deliverer, that makes us righteous in the eyes of God. So that Old Testament scripture applies to us. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and no tongue shall condemn. No weapon. No weapon. That's words, that's physical, that's everything. But remember, it says, no weapon shall prosper. It doesn't mean it's not going to come against you, because it will, because the devil doesn't play fair. And we've seen that too many times. I mean, you taking people at a young age, like your dad back in the 90s, I mean, God, how old was he? He was 58, I think. 58. Okay. He was 50. I mean, come on, man. I'm 57. I mean, that's like my age. That's just whacked. You know, that just shouldn't happen. However, one thing I will share with you. Yeah. Yeah. Now that you're looking at that, I was like, yeah, right. He felt old back then. I get it. I get it. Wow. But I will share one thing with you, that I am convinced that for a Christian, that God will not bring you home until your mission on this earth has been accomplished. I'm convinced of that. Because I've seen too many people, you should have died and they're not, right? They're still here because they had more to do, right? But I also believe too that God will say, okay, you want to go back or do you want to? I think because it's free will, right? It's free will. How awesome. You had a friend that. really one of your dad's friends was into drunk drugs, all that stuff, and died. Saw Jesus and actually came back. And that, did he come back? Was he in the hospital when he came back?
Yeah.
Well, I bet that freaked out the doctors, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, so he really started going after it, right? That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm going to keep going with this. We talked about the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. All right? So the feet meaning the gospel and the word with it. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith. This is one of my favorites. So this is verse 16 in Ephesians 6. He says, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all of the flaming arrows of the evil one. Think about that. You're in that shield, and because that's exactly what the devil does. He's tossing these little darts at you, these little thoughts at you. All right, here, let's see if I can aggravate Sharon with this one. That didn't work. Let me try another one. Oh, that one worked. Write that down. Okay, and they will use that until you finally say, no. But that's what the shield of faith is about, right? Now, so it talks about the shield of faith. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. And it's very specific right here. It says the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. This is it. The sword of the Spirit, the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. And with this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the saints. And then he goes on to say, and pray for me, that whenever I open my mouth, that words may be given to me, that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. And then it's got final greetings and on there with it. But one of the things I think is real important when we talk about the armor of God, you notice that all the armor that you're wearing is on your front side. Why is that? Yeah, well, it's on the front side. Well, this is real interesting. I got to figure out what's going on with that. But we're on the front side with this because we are supposed to always be going against the enemy. We're never supposed to be running away. Never supposed to be running away. So no running away allowed, right? Not supposed to happen. Well, you know what? I bet that's because of this. Not supposed to be happening. So make your stand. Make your stand. Bruce, let's try out this fancy microphone that Bruce is going to try here for us. So this is our trial run. Why don't you start back with Rita? Right. The last shall be first, right? The last shall be first. Let's see. Did you turn that on, Bruce? It doesn't look like it's on. I don't see where that microphone does not look like it is on. Well, I'll see it here when it's on. So
that's what we can use on Sundays?
I'm not seeing it. I thought I saw the light, though. Yep, try turning on again here. Okay. Oh, there you go. Got it now?
Nope.
Well, that's weird. Well, hold on. Let me go look, because we got it. This is our dry run with this, right? By golly. Five. All right. We used to have a microphone that we'd always pass around. So that is number two. All right, let's see there, Bruce. Well, Bruce, let me see that mic again. Because everything looks okay on the other side over there. That's right, we got techie stuff happening at. Unless the battery went low. So there.
I believe, and we all believe,
it's probably good I'm not live. You know what?
I told Sandy that I was the maker.
You know what, Bruce? I think the battery might be shot on this. Good timing. Yeah, it needs a couple double A's. Oh boy, that battery actually looks like it went stupid on us. Yikes. I know this mic's working. There we go. It was battery. So.
Greg threw this together earlier tonight.
Here you go, Bruce. Let's see how good. I gave him fair warning, but we're going to see how he does with it. Yeah, the mask on the mic. Okay, you start with Rita. Let's see if I can.
Have much to say about anything. I mean, things are pretty chill. My electric was having a problem, and I got it fixed. And he said it could be $450, and he said it was only $300. But he's a friend of mine, and I know he kept me a break, and thank God. But at the same time, I didn't want to cheat him, but he wouldn't take any more. So God bless him.
You says it was that your air conditioner or your heat?
No, it was all my fans.
All the fans?
They weren't, they didn't have a strong fan box. They were all just hanging on a light fixture. And one fell on my son.
Oh, that one. I remember you telling me that, yeah.
So I had five fans that he had to fix and four carriage lights to put up and a porch light to put up and a switch to fix. And he did all that for $300, I figured.
Fantastic.
That was a real good price.
Send him my way.
So he saved me money, and I appreciate him. He's a wonderful, wonderful person.
Excellent. Beautiful. Well, that's a joy then.
Gigi, you want to say anything? Say, well, my brother stepped on me, and I had a lot of pain, and I squealed, and Mom had to give me a pain pill. But she's better now.
All right, Bruce, make your way over here for Linda. See, we'll just let you slide right along here. This is. You realize you're probably going to have to do this on Sunday now that you're experienced.
Okay, yeah.
She knows how to talk. She knows how to use the mic. Okay, I got you.
Okay. Wednesday, one of the locals lost her keys.
Okay.
And I said, you will find it, look in your purse. And while she was looking, I was saying, Lord, help her find the keys. And I came out and said, Daddy, help to look for the keys.
Now you called on Jesus. You said, uh-huh. Daddy, find the keys, huh?
And about 10 minutes later, she came out and said, I got my keys.
So you called on Jesus. That's beautiful.
I'm flying.
Okay. I never heard shut up.
One thing happened today, I'm not going to say the whole thing. But I'm walking in my room. And years ago, Debbie gave me her class ring. Because we went to the same school together.
Right.
Anyway, it's a long story. So I lost it. Well, I didn't lose it, but I know where it was. I found it today.
All right.
It's on my finger.
And it still fits.
Yep.
Fantastic.
It came rain, and I was glad to see it.
I can guarantee my high school ring doesn't fit anymore.
And yesterday, we went do what we need to do after I came home.
Yeah.
And on the way, we saw my niece and my nephew.
Our nephew and his wife.
My nephew and his wife.
Excellent.
And was fun.
You have all kinds of joys.
Yeah. Yes. That's all.
Okay.
How about Debbie?
Let's see. First, I need to thank God for today, money-wise. For a Thursday, we did very, very well.
Excellent.
I work at a Christian bookstore. And
the bookstore did well.
He was good today.
Did you include my three?
No, not yet.
Oh, good then. I guess you had to start for tomorrow then. Okay.
a pastor came in today and she wanted a book for her partner, not a Bible, but a book because, or some meditation. So I moved her toward the devotions and I said, you know, these are good. And she said, I think that she is frustrated from the fact that she thinks she has to be as much in tune with the Lord as I am and is getting frustrated by that. And I said, well, I can see that happening, you know, right. That she thinks that she has to compete with you. But God doesn't want that to happen, and no. And I said, maybe she's just upset about just the world in general,
mm-hmm.
and feels like she should be less concerned about the world and more about Jesus. But that just means she's being normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's good that you're going to give her a little slack. It's not, that's right, I'm not going to buy her a Bible and make her.
Yeah.
And I said, good. That sounds good. And she came all the way from Columbus. She said, I had to find a store that sells the things I need, and wow. You do. And I said, well, you come back. You come back.
That's a drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, children, the coronavirus. Parents concerned about going. A little girl just burst out in tears today because she couldn't find a face mask that would fit her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was frightened. And her mom says, you don't need to be frightened.
That's right.
And I said, you're going to be fine. It's going to be. I had two sets of parents today in the store like that. Just
two sets of parents that were concerned for their,
yes,
for their children.
Scared wow. to death. I said, well, when are you going to the school? And they didn't know yet. So, and that's the other thing is, you know, they say they're going to go, they're going to open this date, but you don't know, but you don't. And they just are so. And I asked Chrissy if Travis needed a mask, and she said she doesn't know yet, and they're concerned about our nephew has autism, and he's going to the first grade.
Kindergarten, yeah.
And so we're just really concerned. Is that getting heavy?
Well, he would kick off and he would kick off and go like this.
It's like fishing, right, Bruce?
So I am just really concerned and pray a lot for parents that this is very, very difficult. And when you hear that the school's open and everyone is now, some of them are now at home in quarantine because they have it.
Well, at least the test says they have it.
Yes.
Let's talk to Governor DeWine about that. But anyway, so, keep going.
So we need to just pray.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
God is good.
Yes.
God is good. Are we moving on?
We're moving on.
We're moving on. Bruce, did you want to take a different angle? That way you can use your other muscles.
Thank you, Bruce.
Would you like to share?
I just want to say thank you to you guys for welcoming me here.
Oh, we're honored. I'm thrilled you're here.
Thank you.
That's good. That is good. Bruce, what about you? You hold it.
Life is good.
Life is
everything's good.
Good
with most of the Armstrongs.
Bruce, would
and
you
the
do
the other me? One's a drummer?
Would you do me a favor? Yeah, okay, yeah, and actually, we haven't explained that to you. So this three generations. So okay, she did. Okay, good. You heard that, Bruce? Could I ask you to share your testimony, your healing testimony, and in the mic if you don't mind, and make it a shorter as long as you want.
want it with the mic?
Yeah, with the mic, please, because I'm recording anyway. And I've heard it before, but it's always nice to hear it again. I want him to share this with you, Sharon, for you to hear this, all right? Because, you know, faith comes by hearing. Romans 14:11 tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And especially when you hear it direct from, I mean, everybody here has received some kind of healing at some point. And you haven't, I'm not sure if you even heard my specific one, but I want you to hear Bruce's.
In 2017, I was diagnosed with melanoma cancer. And by the time we discovered it, it had spread all throughout my whole torso. And it didn't look good. And I kind of kept it to myself for quite a while as I was going through the process. And at one point, I don't know if it was a Thursday or a Sunday, but afterwards I cornered Greg and I asked, you know, I told him, I says, I'm, you know, I may not be able to be here all the time if I start undergoing some treatment. And he said, can I pray for you? And I said, well, absolutely. So he did. And I think the next Monday, I went for another CT scan. And then the results were given to me on Wednesday. So basically 4 days after we prayed together, the doctor comes in with her assistant. And they're grinning like a couple of Cheshire cats. And she walks up to me and she said, it's all gone. And I said, you know, how can that be? She said, I don't know. And I said, just point it up there. And she says, yeah. She says, that's the only explanation. And she's an oncologist. You know, so I think God had a hand on her and on me. And I go back every 6 months, and so far I'm as normal as I've ever been, which is up for debate. it was unusual road, but so far it's worked out terrific. So, but you have to believe that it's going to happen. You know, if you say, well, this, yeah, go ahead and pray for me, you know, although I know nothing's going to happen, that's the wrong attitude. You know, if you believe that it'll happen, and it, you know, it was a lot of things that all came together that made it happen. But it's been three years, and I'm as good as I was before the cancer.
Which is still up for debate.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're related. Thanks, Bruce. Ruth. God is good. God is good. God is able. Thanks, Bruce. Yep. I appreciate you sharing that. And yeah, see if we can shut off. So I have to get another set of batteries in there. I put in my rechargeables in that one just to get us through right now. That's fine. That's actually laid on the front seat or laying on the chair so I don't forget. Isn't that neat? Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. 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 And that's what God does, right? That's what God does. So that same, and that's what's neat, the same Holy Spirit, that touched Bruce is the same Holy Spirit that's hanging out with us over here right now, right? Jesus Christ today, yesterday, and tomorrow, he's the same. If you could get into a time machine and go back 2,000 years and stand in front of Christ, would he heal you? He would, right? I mean, Jesus never put any conditions on anything. But we as humans, we disqualify ourselves. You know, I don't deserve this, or I shouldn't get this because, or someone else is more deserving, right? But the reality is we're all the same in the eyes of God and in the eyes of Jesus. You never saw Jesus, somebody came to Jesus, said, no, come back next week, you know, or go, you know, quit that. You never saw that, right? Absolutely. That's it. But and the closest that you saw to anything like that is when Jesus went to his hometown, and it says, and he healed. He didn't heal many there. Why? Because only a couple actually came to him, because the other people grew up with him, right? And they grew up with him, and they just said, "You're a carpenter's son. Who are you? You know, who do you think you are?" And you remember, and of course, in the prophecy says that too. A prophet is never recognized, never welcome in their own hometown, because of the people they grew up with. But he nailed it right. Oh, he totally nailed it. We had a lady that was sitting right here, 40 years old, had dealt with rheumatoid arthritis for like 10 or 12 years. She had two sons. Her sons had never seen her walk much faster than a little shuffle because it hurt so much. Her entire body, the rheumatoid arthritis stuff. All right? She was sitting right here. We prayed for her. All right? And I share this with you to encourage you, because we're going to pray for these, for your knees and your entire body here, all right? If that's okay, if you're good with that, we want to. But we saw her, we prayed for her, the power of God just lit her up. And she stood up and she started walking fast, not shuffling, walking fast around. Her husband here too, I had him go around. Then her boys come walking in, they were stunned. The oldest was 12, he had never seen his mom walk, with regular walk, he had never seen it. And she's a nurse. She's a nurse, and she, by God, I mean, she was healed. All right, she was healed, and the one thing that's real important with healing is sometimes we need to fight to keep our healing. Okay, and it's not on God's end at all. You know, God says, "Here, you got it. It's a free gift." But the enemy tries to play games with us, and I experienced that. I went in July of 2008. I used to suffer horribly from anxiety. You'd never see me in front, like talking like this or anything. That way, it wouldn't happen, right? God, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. But that anxiety became IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, and I was just a train wreck with that. I mean, I couldn't hardly get into my car and drive like 20 minutes to work without just, got to find a bathroom. It was just nobody should have to live like that. Yeah, it was not a good thing. So I drove 5 hours to Dearborn, Michigan, in July 2000. Thanks, Bruce. So I drove 5 hours to Dearborn, Michigan in July of 2008, and I went to a three-day apostolic and prophetic conference. And my main reason for going there is that there was a guy named Dr. Roger Sapp. He's in Texas, and he has a healing ministry. But Dr. Roger Sapp isn't the guy who says, "Come to me, I'll lay hands and heal you." He's a teacher, okay? So over these 3 days, he was sharing with us. And he's sharing with us the good news. He has a book called Beyond a Shadow of a Doubt. You see, the enemy's trying to distract you right now. We're going to go, Yep, that's right. And that's the enemy going to try and discourage you. We're going to see the opposite of that here in a moment. But he's sharing the good news. And the good news is he's showing us it's God's will to heal us. None of us are special enough to be an exception to God, right? We're all awesome in his eyes. We're all his children. So he shared that with us. And so there's about 80 of us in this church. And he said, "Okay, I've shared over the 3 days. He shared different stuff. So on the last day, the third day, he says, 'Okay, I've shared the good news.' He said, 'Who needs healing?' Well, usually everybody needs something, right? So all 80 hands go up. He said, 'Who wants to learn how to do this stuff?' I'm a doer, all right. So I went up front. They put us into groups of four, all right. So I had three other people with me. And he said to the other, 70 something or 60 something that are out there, he said, 'I want you to come up to these groups, and they're going to lay hands and pray.' And again, it's important. This is Roger telling everybody. In other words, it's not, 'Come to me, I got the power.' Because he doesn't. It's God, right? He knows how to, for lack of a better word, channel it, right? To just receive it, just let it flow. He knows that. And that's because he got rid of his doubts. See, Dr. Sapp's testimony was he used to suffer horribly from sinus stuff. I mean, just bad sinus stuff. And he was a pastor at the time. He was a chaplain, actually, in the Army. And one day he was seeking God about this. He understood God's healing to be God's healing. It's unconditional, and so God spoke to him, and Roger was his name. He said, "Roger," he says, "all you have to do is accept me as your healer, in the same way that you accepted me as your Savior." Which is a decision, right? It's a decision. That's all it takes with that. So Roger, he said, "I made the decision." He said, and the next morning, my sinus stuff was gone, and I haven't had any since, okay? And that's when he started ministering more to people, sharing the good news, writing his books, and doing, that was kind of the real start of his healing ministry, which is neat. So anyway, so we're up there. We got people coming forward. We're laying hands, and when you first start doing this, it's just so awesome. You feel heat, tingling, cold. I mean, you just feel, right? You just feel the power, and it's so good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm talking about then, right? You know exactly what I'm talking about. So when we got done with all the, I mean, we saw knees, backs, eyes, we saw all kinds of awesome stuff. And then we prayed amongst ourselves, and when we were done, you know, the three of us prayed. And I was the last one to be prayed for. And with the irritable bowel stuff, I asked them to put hands on my belly. So there was a lady that had her hand right here. And as they were praying for me, I physically felt things moving inside my body. Best way to describe it, it's like a baby kicking, is how it felt to me. And I know I wasn't crazy, because as I'm feeling this, the lady who had her hand right here, whenever I'd feel it, she'd go, because she was feeling it, right? She was feeling the same thing. So at that point, I mean, I'm feeling great now, right? I mean, God's healed stuff inside of me that the IBS had been ripping apart and just making a train wreck with. It was just amazing. But Dr. Sapp said one thing before we left there, which is really locked in, and this is what I want you to grab. He said, for some of you, he said, the devil's going to try to trick you and make you think this is just a feel-good, all right? He said, but I have good news. He said, all you have to do is reclaim your healing. And Dr. Sapp has a saying that we're going to do tonight with you. And it's this healing belongs to me because of what Jesus has done. We claim it, all right? We claim the victory. So I leave there. I'm about 30 minutes into my drive, and I'm feeling great. About 30 minutes into my drive, I'm starting to get that familiar discomfort that I would get with, you know, the irritable bowel stuff. And I said, no. And I put my hand on my belly as I'm driving down the road, and I said, this healing belongs to me because of what Jesus has done. Just like that, it stopped. That's when I understood Ephesians 6:12, which says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and darkness. It's a battle for our minds. It's a spiritual battle. And that's also, too, when I realized that the devil works the hardest on the people that are the biggest threats. Okay, you are a huge threat. Yeah, you see, you don't think so right now, right? You are a huge threat, because that's why the enemy keeps trying to discourage you. He's in every manner, in all kinds of different manners. You know, he's going back and forth. He's just doing all these things. But our God is good. Our God is able. Can we pray for you now? Is that good? Come on, ladies. Come on. Can we?